Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Parkinson from The Living Room. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in on a nasty day like this. And please excuse my laryngitis. So talk a little bit about what The Living Room does.
Sure. The Living Room has been around for 23 years. We're a day service center for homeless women and children. So we serve women who are in emergency shelters at night, living in cars, or living outside on the streets.
What's your client load right now?
We serve about 1,200 people a year. So we have around 70 coming in every day for meals. That's usually the biggest pull is lunchtime. We have hot meals twice a day, volunteer groups of chefs each day preparing meals. So that's kind of our basic load. It changes day to day. But just as we think we can predict how many, you know, we're wrong. So I'll stick with the average.
Right. So is it all women with children?
Yes, it's exclusively women and children. We review that policy, but we have such a high level of domestic violence survivors that in order for people to heal and recover, we've decided to keep it that way for
Great.
Now.
So what do you need? What are you doing right now that requires more participation with from the public than you're getting?
Well, there are a couple of things. Right now, we need a lot of sleeping bags, tarps, umbrellas, those sorts of rain gear items. We also need volunteers. We take in a lot of donations, and people, frankly, are very generous with their donations. But they're a lot of work because we get a big mountain of things, and we can use some and not use some, and we have to sort it into usable clothing and things and all that. So we really could use volunteers to help sort and to serve meals. You know, it's just a once a week shift, but it gets serving that many people in a short amount of time. You know, we serve two meals between 8:30 and noon, and it's a lot of plates
yes.
going through there.
Where does most of the food come from?
Most of it comes from the food bank. We also get donations from Harvest for the Hungry and some of the gleaner groups. In the summer, I couldn't even tell you how many people we get produce from. We get buried in zucchini and kale and some of the most beautiful produce
there is. Yeah.
But day-to-day items, the food bank's definitely our go-to place.
I noticed that some of the larger grocery stores are beginning to have bins for people to make contributions.
Yes. And we do get help other places. For instance, Clover Stornetta donates 10 gallons of milk to us a week, and it's delivered to Whole Foods Market. And so they process it for us inventory-wise. We pick it up from them. So it's definitely a community effort.
What do you like to get when people come to volunteer?
As far as skills, it's pretty diverse set. And we have a lot of people with physical and mental disabilities. So we have to have people who can cope with that. And we do practice trauma-informed care. So it's important to us people are non-judgmental. And, you know, frankly,
yes.
don't get insulted too easily either because we care about their mental health
sure.
also. But, you know, people who are good employees basically make good volunteers. We need them to be reliable. You can go on vacation, but please tell us. And, just being ready to be flexible is helpful for us also because we have a lot of different jobs. And, you know, we have about 80 active volunteers who are there on a weekly basis. So it's a lot of moving parts there.
So how do you become a volunteer?
We have an application on our website, www.thelivingroomsc.org. Or you can pick one up in our office. What we ask is that you fill out the application and then give us a call and we'll set up an interview, usually with Katie Phillips of the Bootleg Honeys. And then we try to fit you with the best time and job that we can.
Great. Well, you've heard it. To be a volunteer at The Living Room, give them a call at 579-0138 or go to thelivingroomsc.org and take it from there. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.